Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Welcome to another episode of Taking 5 with GDE. Today I have again Mr. Doug Lifton and Mr. Doug Champion on the phone, so to speak. Welcome.
Nice to see you again, Rick.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Good seeing you.
For our studio audience, do you mind introducing yourselves?
Sure. I'm Doug Lifton, IBM Guardium Data Security. Been with IBM for 8 years. I worked out of Charleston, South Carolina.
And Mr. Champion?
Hey, Doug Champion here. I manage the IBM relationship for Talos Worldwide, based in Dallas, Texas, and been with the company for about 6.5 years.
Awesome. And once again, we're going to have a guest questionnaire today, and that will be you, Mr. Doug Lifton. You have a question at the top of your mind. What is it?
Yeah, I really do. And I appreciate you guys taking a couple of minutes to respond. So having worked with Guardium Data Encryption, Guardium Data Activity Monitoring, and a lot of sellers over the course of years, you know, one of the things I see is there's a little bit of a hesitancy to really try, you know, full initiative around selling Guardium Data Encryption, because it is a product that we OEM from you guys, Talos. And I think some people think, you know, how can I be successful selling an OEM product when in likelihood there's Talos reps out there, you know, looking to sell the same product? So help me understand, given that you guys have perspective both onto your own sales organization and insights into IBM's software security sales, how you think we can be successful?
So having worked in both camps, I can tell you that I've seen that hesitancy for sure. And there really isn't a need for it. I know maybe, you know, a long time ago, there was more suspicion, but in this day and age, there really shouldn't be, because Talos seems to want to have all sales of the GDE product going through important partners like IBM. And it's not just about price. The feature and functionality between what Talos sells and what IBM sells is identical. In fact, IBM has the ability to brand it with the name IBM on it, so it looks more like an IBM product. And in addition to that, when you look at the resources at IBM, they're an order of magnitude bigger than those at Talos. We can support customers better by going through IBM. We can answer questions better. We can do integration better. And by working with IBM, Talos is now finding ways to integrate, with IBM's help, various IBM products into the GDE platform. And that's stuff that we just can't do by ourselves. Doug Champion, any thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Rick. It's all about collaborative execution, right? I think both companies bring different things to the table. You know, Talos is the worldwide leader in, you know, data protection, data encryption, and key management, key storage. That's all we do every day, right? And I know that the IBM side of the house has other things that they can sell, but that's all we do, right? And our sales engineers and our field sales folks are happy to partner and help, you know, close deals together. We typically live in a little bit different part of the company too. We're usually focused on the encryption specialists, the people that own encryption within an organization, where IBM, it has a tremendous, you know, upside of working with the senior or the high level folks that we typically aren't working with. So if you put those two together on top of the profound understanding that we have around compliance issues and how we can solve those types of problems, if you put those two together and then you layer on one more aspect, which is the ELA aspect in some situations, which is a very unique purchasing vehicle that makes it a lot easier to get deals and sometimes gigantic deals across the goal line by working with IBM, I think it's a collaborative execution. It's a perfect match.
Yeah. And it really benefits the customer in the end run. If it was just one of us trying to do it, it doesn't work as well as both of us working together, both IBM and Talos working together to serve the customer and meet their needs.
Completely agree.
And I think I see a couple other points too. You know, one is that we've got a great deal registration process in place where we can you know, work cooperatively and that your reps are paid for all deals, really important. I think the proof is also in the pudding. And what I mean by that is one of the world's largest retail distribution organizations has standardized on Guardium data encryption from a software standpoint, and they utilize your HSM, hardware security managers. We also have one of the world's largest financial institutions that standardized on Guardium data encryption. So I think at a very high level, we've got these massive companies that are choosing the Guardium data encryption brand, and we're able to support those very demanding customers successfully. And certainly if we can sell to the largest ones, you think we can replicate that all day long with smaller clients.
That's right. That's right. But we can only do that by working together.
Absolutely.
Any last minute thoughts from you, Mr. Champion?
No, appreciate the time, Rick.
Well, as always, thanks for taking 5 with GDE.
Thank you.
Take care.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking 5 with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talusgroup.com. Thank you for Taking 5 with GDE.